This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, a powerful group of lawmakers begins moving toward its own proposals for changing Social Security. A House committee will listen to ideas from several witnesses, and that proceeding is being closely watched because it is the committee led by Republican Bill Thomas of California. NPR's Julie Rovner has reported on that congressman for years.
Bill Thomas is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is the most powerful committee in the House, which makes him the most powerful committee chairman. He's also a guy who, when he says he's going to move a bill, actually moves a bill. He tends to get his bills through the House. In the last couple of years, he has gotten a Medicare bill enacted into law. He shepherded the president's tax cut through. He's basically taken on very difficult bills and accomplished his tasks.
Now, that does not guarantee that Thomas will be able to overcome stiff opposition on Social Security. Democrats are united against President Bush's proposals to alter the program for retired Americans, and even a plan that passes the House could be stopped in the Senate. But Congressman Thomas says he hopes to find broader support by broadening the debate. Instead of just considering a shortfall in Social Security, he says he wants to consider the many sources of income for people who retire.
You used to work for one company. 25 years later, you got your pension and you got a gold watch. Today, people work for a number of different companies. Sometimes they don't even vest in the old so-called defined benefit system. That's why more and more people are looking at defined contributions, 401ks, for example, so that you could carry your money from job to job, and at the end of your working life, you would have money from all those different jobs. How do those pension funds blend with what we do with Social Security today? There are whole areas in which they intersect, and no one sat down and thought about how you could integrate them and therefore plan for a better retirement.
Do you think that you can make enough changes in the technicalities of federal law so that people would rely less on Social Security?
No, not at all. What we need to do is examine those people who, through no fault of their own, don't have a company pension or don't have significant savings because they had to spend most of their money, as most of us do, on living during their lifetime. I applaud the president when he said, no one who has only Social Security as retirement should retire in poverty. But for those who do have pensions and other revenues, does it make sense to require a payout to everybody equally in Social Security when they have other areas that if you change the law, they would be much more appreciative because the other areas are where they're relying on most of their resources for retirement.
You would like to make sure that more people get more money from sources outside of Social Security. Is that accurate?
No, that if they want to go that route, they aren't penalized. Today, for example, if you continue to work, you are penalized in terms of the Social Security money that you receive. What you want to do is incentivize people to stay in the workplace if they're able and choose to do so. Why do 55% of people retire at the earliest possible Social Security retirement age of 62? Because the benefit payments are skewed and the current system incentivizes you to retire at 62. And so we need to change the incentive patterns in all of the retirement programs to maximize an individual's ability to make a decision that is their personal decision.
In recent days, President Bush has weighed in on this debate with a proposal suggesting that there could be progressive indexing of Social Security benefits. The more you make, the less you would get, future retirees. What do you think of that proposal?
Well, first of all, somebody needs to read the current Social Security statute. It's already progressive. The discussion is, do you want to make it more progressive?
Democrats have said in response to the president's plan that the way that he wants to index benefits, everybody making more than $20,000 a year would end up with less as future retirees than people end up with now. Is that accurate?
I don't know whether it's accurate or not. What I think we need to do is examine a fundamental question of fairness and examine the question of someone who has spent their entire time working and their only retirement is Social Security. Then you examine others who have their own pension and they have their own personal savings, and then you can ask what would be reasonable or fair for them to receive out of Social Security, because frankly, someone who's relying on pensions or their private savings would be more interested in changes in other areas of the law than they would in the Social Security area.
Do you want 50 years from now Social Security to be as important a part of people's retirement as it is today?
It needs to be there, in my opinion, for the same reason it was there in the 1930s. There are some people who work all their lives, who have only their own ability and the government's Social Security structure to assist them in retirement. That doesn't mean that smart Americans don't want their government to work with them in the future in terms of saving their money, being rewarded for putting off current consumption for future consumption and gratification, that they want to be able to take out of their working years a retirement program that fits their working pattern, which we should help build in a reasonable and responsible way.
Congressman Bill Thomas is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which makes him a key player in the debate over Social Security. Congressman, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.